98 FM, great Friday for St. Louis. Sunny skies, mild temperatures, a high of 83, 67 degrees at 737.
And some great prizes for the Friday morning joke-off. By the way, we'd like to hear some new callers this morning. Got a lot of our standards. Oh, we love the people that call us all the time. Love to hear your jokes, too. But if you've never been inclined to call the Phillips and Walsh Show with a joke, go ahead and do it. It'd be a lot of fun. 969-9898 or 399-7590. We have $50 cash for you. We have four tickets to the Standing Room Only Show at Cabaret a la Mode. And we also have for you from Fascination Trophies, one of our very own Phillips and Walsh Friday morning plaques that lets everybody know that you won the joke. Off if you happen to be the winner this morning. We'll get back in 2 minutes to the Friday morning joke-off.
I think Sunday is Grandparents' Day. Now, I may be wrong, but I think it is.
Let me check on it.
All right, well, you're checking on it. The reason I bring that up is because, you know, at the Drug
What month are we in here?
I think we're into September.
All right.
The Drug Emporium, you can save money on everything they carry, but they have a special discount that they have on their greeting cards and all the cards that they carry there, 40% off. So, you know, the little number on the back, well, that doesn't make any difference. It's what they charge at the Drug Emporium. And if this is indeed Grandparents' Day, the chances are you.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
All right.
It is.
Then you have probably forgotten about it to this point. Maybe you want to pick up something nice for the folks. You can find that at Drug Emporium, too. They have nice cologne, perfumes there in the cosmetic department. Something you can get your grandparents for Grandparents' Day. Let them know they think about you. You know, they're kind of special people in your life.
Yeah, get Grandma off that lilac stuff, you know. She likes it.
Witch hazel.
Get her into something different. That mothball smell, forget it. You know, have Grandma. So, that's right, Grandparents' Day. I mean, think of all the money you saved on babysitting all these years, right? So do it at Drug Emporium. They've got four locations, as a matter of fact, and they're easy to find. Let me tell you exactly where you can find them. We did the one, the grand opening at the Kennerick Plaza, okay?
Right.
That's on Watson there, yeah. Easy to find. Halls Ferry Circle on Riverview in St. Charles at Sunbelt and 70. And in Kirkwood, they're located on Manchester.
If you've been thinking about getting out of the rent trap and into one of our beautiful new condominiums at Givens and Knopf's Parkside in West County or Arrowhead in South County, it's time to quit thinking about it and start acting. Because there are just a few Parkside and Arrowhead units remaining at our special introductory prices. These 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos include fireplaces, wall-to-wall carpeting, and washers and dryers, standard. Parkside features a private pool and cabana, and a beautiful location right next to Creve Coeur Park. At Arrowhead, you'll get a free 2-year membership at Arrowhead Golf Course with its swimming pool and health center. And both Parkside and Arrowhead are available for a limited time with incredibly low 7.9% first-year financing. Come into Parkside, 1 mile west of I-270 off Dorset Road, or Arrowhead, 4 miles south of I-270 off New Telegraph Road. But hurry, the last few units at the old prices won't last long. 7.9% buy-down in first year of financing of your choice. APR to vary.
Y98 FM at 740. Hi there, you're on the Friday Morning Joke-Off.
Hi, this is Denise from Normandy.
Hello, Denise.
This man went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you only have 6 months to live.
Ooh.
And the man said, no, that can't be. I'm too young to die in 6 months. Isn't there anything I can do? And the doctor said, well, you could marry a Jewish girl and move to Kansas. And the man said, would that help me live longer? And the doctor said, no, but it'd be the longest 6 months you ever lived.
Y98 FM, 68 degrees at 744 on a Friday morning. Joke off with Phillips Wall. Time out for some serious stuff. Tonight, Mike and I are going to be out in Miskuta to benefit the National Foundation for Ectodermal Dysplasia. They hope they can raise some money for those folks. Having a little barbecue and picnic in the park and a mini softball tournament. We'll be out there for all the excitement on the north side of Miskuta. That's Chevy Park. And all the fun starts somewhere around 6 o'clock. We hope to see you out there.
Everybody's pumped and excited about the beginning of football season. Well, there's about 35,000 that are pumped and excited in St. Louis so far about the Rams and the Cards Sunday at Busch. Tom Barnage joins us next with Sports Comment, and he'll take an outlook on the game.
Hi, I'm Bert.
And I'm Judy.
And it's time to go down your block.
And up your alley.
To pay a visit to the man who knows everything.
Mr. Knows It.
Let's hope he's in.
Did you know it's bad luck to force a king to sit on a tractor?
Oh, good. He is in.
There is no word for quiche in the Eskimo language.
Mr. Knows It.
We've got a question for you.
And I know the answer.
Who
delivers more information every minute than Time and Newsweek do in an entire year.
The Wednesday Bridge Club of Warbling, Oklahoma.
Why, that's not even close, Mr. Knows-It.
No?
The answer is Southwestern Bell Telephone.
They have a bridge club?
Well, just think of all the words and data transmitted on their lines.
Right, like when one computer talks to another.
Computers play bridge.
And I bet you don't even know that telephone service is just one part of today's Southwestern Bell.
Yes, I don't.
Why, they've grown from telephone to total communications.
But I do know that in Nero's day, the area code for Rome was XIV.
Oh, boy.
Same time tomorrow, kids.
Same time tomorrow.
Telephone, mobile systems, telecom, and publications. Today's Southwestern Bell Corporation.
Y98 FM at 746. This sports comment brought to you by Southwestern Bell, from telephone to total communication. Here's Tom Barnage with a look at the Big Red game this weekend.
Plenty of good seats available, guys.
How many do you want us to buy?
Yeah, if you would have done it yesterday, you could have lifted the blackout. Just pick 15,000 seats would have done it.
Darn, we're not going to see the game again, huh?
That's right. It should be an interesting game, too. The Cardinals opener against the Rams. And the Rams, I'm not sure how familiar most St. Louisans are with the Rams, because we only get to see them once every other year or so. They had 9 players in the Pro Bowl last year. Pretty good indication of how good they were. They won their division. Their shortcoming was on offense. Great defense, good running game, no passing game. Basically, that's the same situation this year. Steve Bartkowski is the quarterback, because Dieter Brock is injured. But Dieter Brock, when he was healthy, wasn't much. And it's going to boil down to two things, I think, for the Cardinals. First of all, how well their defensive line plays. And it is so banged up and so indecisive right now. It's hard to imagine they're playing very well. Gary Doolin, Stafford Mays, Mark Duda, that's the front line. Almost a complete change from what we had a year ago. And, of course, it's a 3-4 defense instead of a 4-3. The other key to this game, in my mind, for the Cardinals is the special teams. And if you look at the special teams, you'll find this year we have a new punter, a new place kicker, a new holder, a new snapper, and a return man, a whole new team on special teams. And how well they play, how well the defense plays, I think is going to dictate whether the Cardinals have a chance in this game. Right now they are 3-point underdogs. I think they may take it even worse than that. I could see the Cardinals losing by maybe 10 points. Of course, I did not consult with the coach. What did the coach say?
Coach Ronnie P.
Yeah,
he's picking the Rams.
He picked them by 7.
Well, I like to stay with the coach because he has a great track record.
All right, well, we'll give you all the coach's picks here, Tom, at 9 o'clock this morning.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
I'm just real curious. Alexander's gone now. Are you still doing a pregame show on 4?
Yes, Big Dan Dierdorf and Gary Apple are there. With Dan on the set, there's only room for 3 of us this year.
I thought maybe DB Doorbell was going to find a weekend job there.
Yeah, it's too bad. All right, Tom, we'll look for you on the tube this weekend. Otherwise, we'll talk to you on Monday for another Sports Comment.
I'll look forward to it, guys.
Thank you, Tom. 7:48 now, Y98 FM.
Y98 FM, sunny skies today. We're already off to a great start, except for the stinking ragweed. Mild temperatures today.
Editorial comment.
83, the forecast high. We're at 71 degrees at 752.
Not necessarily reflecting the views of the staff management here at Y98 FM.
Friday
Joke
Off!
Hi, how are you this morning?
Fine, thanks.
Thanks
who's
for asking.
Who's this?
This is Renee from St. Louis.
And what's your joke, Renee?
This is my joke. There's this married couple. They've been married only 3 weeks, but every week they've been married, they've been robbed. So the wife decides she's going to surprise her husband and go out and buy a very ferocious dog. She goes to the vet. She asks for the most ferocious dog that they have. He says, I have just the thing. He goes in, and he comes back in his hand. He has a chihuahua. She says, you've got to be kidding. He said, no, this is a ferocious dog. He said, watch. He says, karate the chair. The dog tears up the chair. And the woman's impressed. She looks. She says, can I try it? He said, sure. So she says, karate the table. The dog tears up the table. She takes the dog home. She says, darling, I've got us a dog to protect us. We won't get robbed again. He says, that... She says, yeah, watch. He says, no, get rid of it. She said, but it's a karate dog. He says, karate my ass.
This is the scene of St. Clair Square's unforgettable second annual food and beverage festival happening September 4th through 7th. I'm talking with Frank Sandbeans, road manager to the infamous traveling chef Sage. Frank, what's the big attraction here?
Food.
Could you be a little more specific?
People love food. They love eating food, smelling food, cooking food, and people who don't love to cook love to watch people who love to cook, cook.
And what about Chef Sage?
They love him too.
What will he be doing?
Chef Sage will be doing his unusual gourmet cooking demonstrations.
Between 11 a.m. and 5:30?
And he'll give tips on decorative serving and how to make the best use of your time in the kitchen.
And St. Clair Square's restaurants will be demonstrating their own delectables.
That too.
And people get all kinds of tasty treats?
Oh, there's free samples everywhere. Goodies at every corner. And product samples, door prizes. It's a festival.
Sounds wonderful. This Thursday through Sunday at St. Clair Square.
Yeah, bring an open mind and an empty stomach.
When thoughts turn to autumn and the leaves start to fall, so do the prices at Midwest Carpet. It's Midwest Carpet's fabulous fall fashion sale where you'll find a gorgeous new collection of fall colors, textures, and fibers at 20 to 40% off. Everything in both stores is drastically reduced. All the finest names in carpeting like Bigelow, Horizon, Columbus, Monticello, even Monsanto's wear-dated carpet is all up to 40% off. And Monsanto's wear-dated carpet takes the guesswork out of buying. It's the carpet that resists soils and stains with a warranty that covers the entire carpet. And Midwest Carpet rolls out more savings with 6 months free financing on approved credit. Plus, Midwest Carpet's own professionals install everything from fine Saxonies, luxurious plushes, to Monsanto's wear-dated carpet. Fall into savings during Midwest Carpet's fabulous fall fashion sale and rake in up to 40% off. Now through Monday at both Midwest Carpet locations. On St. Charles Rock Road, just 3 blocks west of Northwest Plaza, and in the Wilshire Shopping Center in East Dalton.
Y98 FM, it is 7:55. Good morning, I'm Heather Frampton. Negotiations are continuing in Pakistan where New York-bound Pan Am jet's been hijacked. I've got details coming up next on Y98 FM.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far. Come to life.
Y98 FM, you can rely on the old man's money.
Yeah, sure you can.
Yeah, right. What old man? What's
Harry,
his name?
Harry, and where do I find him? And if you're one of his kids, you can rely on the old man's money.
Good morning. I'm Heather
you're
Frampton.
You're a rich kid.
This is Y98 FM news update.
You know you bought a hockey team.
Yeah, that's true. Michael Shanahan, the man heading the St. Louis group of investors who want to buy the Blues Hockey Club from owner Harry Ornes, will present Ornes with a new offer today in California. Some sources say the purchase deal could be finalized today. Meanwhile, Mayor Vincent Schemmel says a firm deal must be made no later than Tuesday. Otherwise, the purchase of the arena deal will be withdrawn. Negotiations are continuing with the hijackers of a Pan Am jet in Karachi, Pakistan this morning. There are reports that the hijackers are demanding action on one of their demands. They want an Arabic-speaking crew aboard the jet by 9 a.m. our time. The State Department says they cannot meet that demand. Neither side is saying what the hijackers will do if the demand is not met. Meanwhile, hundreds of people remain on that jet, and there are believed to be about 44 Americans aboard. From a copyrighted story in today's Post-Dispatch, a press conference will be held this morning to update the Lorelei Sims case. The mother of Lorelei reported June 17th that her 13-day-old infant was kidnapped at gunpoint by a masked man. Well, the remains of an infant were found near the parents' home a week later. Investigators have been having much difficulty identifying the baby, but now say it is the remains, that the remains are those of Lorelei Sims, but they have not been able to identify the cause of death. Yesterday, 30-year-old Kevin Worley of St. Louis was arrested at Continental Trailways after a clerk refused to sell him bus tickets because he and his wife are blind. The clerk says Worley swung his cane in anger because he didn't have a doctor's letter that would have allowed Worley's son to ride the bus free. Worley denies he swung his cane and said that he didn't want or ask for his son or wife to ride free, that the clerk just did not want to sell him a ticket. The National Federation of the Blind will hold a demonstration outside the bus station today at noon to protest yesterday's incident. And the residents of Chesterfield will get to decide on whether to incorporate November 4th. The council approved a bill yesterday putting the issue on the ballot. If approved by voters, the incorporation would create St. Louis County's largest municipality. In Y98 FM Sports, the football Cardinals open up their 1986 season with the Los Angeles Rams at Busch Stadium this Sunday. Game time Sunday is noon. The Cardinals were off yesterday. Tonight in Houston, Tim Conroy will pitch against Jim Deshays in the first game of three against the Astros. Y98 FM News time is 8:01. We'll check traffic with Brad Hildebrand and weather with Bob Richards next.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, a little fixing up around the house.
I think you've been reading these directions wrong. Why don't you wait till we visit the Mr. Tinker Show?
Hey, good idea. Central Hardware's Mr. Tinker Show is downtown Cervantes Convention Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Uh-huh. And it's great for do-it-yourselfers, and it's free.
Oh, I could learn from the pros with over 300 action demonstrations by factory experts. I can learn how to build a deck, hang a ceiling, weatherproof my home.
Central Hardware's Mr. Tinker Show has all the answers for your home fix-up and remodeling questions. They even have a complete house built on the convention center floor. That's right, yeah. And hundreds of money-saving coupons, prizes, clowns, magicians, and children's play centers.
And I heard that this weekend, folks will be registering to win a free Carnival Cruise Line's Caribbean vacation for two.
The cruise is courtesy of Experience Travel Magic Carpet Travel. You have to be 18 or older, but you don't have to buy anything.
And we invite everyone to meet us, Phillips and Wall, this Saturday from 11 to 3. We'll be giving away Y98FM t-shirts and registering you for that cruise.
At Central Hardware's Mr. Tinker Do-It-Yourself Show, free at the Convention Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll see you there.
KYKY 98FM, St. Louis. Traffic on 70, accidents in both ways at Berkeley.
That's right, Heather. We've got a problem out there, and I don't know what precipitated it, but all of a sudden we have two separate accidents. One of them is eastbound 70 right at North Hanley. About six or seven cars involved there. Berkeley police just arrived on the scene. And now another accident on westbound 70. This one is between Florissant Road and North Hanley. So sort of a repeat of what we had last week. If you want to avoid that area, by all means do so, because it's going to be a mess for probably the next half an hour or so. Problem up in North County. You have a tractor trailer who decided he didn't want to go any further on westbound 270, stalled out right in the center lane in Florissant, right at Elizabeth, and traffic is a mess. It is stacked up way past Old Halls Ferry, probably close to 367 up in North County. Eastbound 40, travel time from 141 to 270, 9 to 11 minutes. More slow traffic from Clayton Morrison through Hanley. I'm Brad Hildebrand, Y98FM Traffic.
And with Y98FM Weather, Channel 5's Bob Richards.
Hey, Heather, let me ask you a question, okay? Why are most Southerners against gun control?
I don't know. Why, Bob?
Because they don't favor anything that goes against their traditional wedding ceremonies. Get it? Heather? Hello, Heather. Anyway, it's going to be a mostly sunny day today. High temperatures reaching into the low 80s. Overnight lows tonight will drop. Overnight lows, not quite, will drop off into the upper 50s tonight. For the weekend, partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday. Maybe a sprinkle late on Saturday. Most areas remain dry this weekend and cool. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Overnight lows will drop off into the low 50s this weekend. Right now, mostly sunny and 68 degrees in the Y98FM Weather Center. I'm Bob Richards.
You know, it is now the policy of this radio station to be against recreational drug use. However, responsible opposing viewpoints can throw Bob Richards a party, okay?
Thank you very much, guy.
I've got a joke to top yours coming up, Bob.
No, nothing can top my jokes.
The Commodores with Phillips and Wall, and the Friday Morning Joke Up continues on Y98FM. That's it.
Y98FM Friday Morning Joke Off weather at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Sunny and 83 high today. Looks like it's going to be looking good for the rest of the weekend. Have a good one, whatever you do.
Yeah, we're building a better America with your jokes this morning. We've got some prizes for you. Admission for four to the SRO show at the Cabaret a la Mode. Fun weekend spot. And the Joke Off winner, it's a plaque from Fantasy Trophy and $50 cash for the best joke. 969-9898 or 399-7590.
Okay, give us a call. This weekend, Mike and I are going to be, fortunate enough to be Sunday at the grand opening celebration of Butler Bend Estates, which is right off of 55. You get off at the Butler Hill exit, turn right there and go about a mile, you'll find Butler Bend Estates. They're having the grand opening, but it's actually the grand closing too, because there's only a couple of display homes left to buy out there. But you get to see what Maselli does and how they build their homes. And when they open up that new development down in South County, that we'll tell you about when you visit us, or any of the West County digs that they've got going right now, you can see all the quality and the style that they have there. And then peruse on your own. Maybe we'll get you into a Maselli home this weekend.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. It's a temptation that's hard to pass up. Hey, you can come by. We're going to have some free Cry Gourmet Franks and some best soda. You know, a little afternoon delight, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, there'll be a band named Galaxy. Playing music. So it's going to be a festival. We're having more festivals this weekend than you ever thought.
Can't even believe it.
It's the grand opening and grand closing of Butler Bend Estates. Phillips and Wall, come see us down south this weekend.
All right, we'll look for you.
Are you a more or a less?
Am I more or less what?
Are you one of Dierberg's more shoppers or one of our less shoppers? You see, if you're a more shopper, we have 2,000 more brands and sizes to choose from than the average supermarket. More names you trust, quality you can count on. It's what makes Deerberg St. Louis's brand name headquarters.
And the less shoppers?
There's a little less of them all the time, because they're losing up to a pound a day with a nationally acclaimed rotation diet. It's the million-pound meltdown. Deerberg's challenge to St. Louis to melt away 1 million pounds by October 6th. It's free, and you'll find all the information you need to participate only at Deerberg's. Plus, you'll get special prices on diet items. So which kind of Deerberg shopper are you?
I'm more or less both.
Deerberg's, where we go the extra step for you with great savings like...
This week, buy 1 6-pack of any Pepsi product, get another 6-pack free at Deerberg's.
Why not eat FM? 10 after 8, and you're on the Friday Morning Joke Off.
How y'all doing this morning?
Good. What's your joke?
This is Alan from St. Louis. First, good. I thought you would like to have my name.
Of course, Alan. What's your joke?
Okay, you know, I go to the movies a lot, and I think I finally figured out how to determine this movie rating system.
All right.
In G movie, nobody gets the girl. In PG movie, the good guy gets the girl. In the R movie, the bad guy gets the girl. And in X movie, everybody gets the girl.
Y 98 FM, 72 degrees at 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going back to the Friday Morning Joke Off. And hi, it's your turn.
Yes, good morning. My name's Len. I'm from St. Louis.
Hi, Len. How you doing?
All right. Apparently there are two Irish terrorists, and they're starting a letter bomb campaign.
Uh-huh.
And they have a big pile of envelopes and a big stack of plastic explosives. And so they start mailing these addressing these envelopes and putting the plastic explosives into the envelopes. And they come to the end of the envelopes, and they've still got plastic explosives left over. So one of them says, "Patrick, what do we do with all the spare plastic explosives we've got left over?" And he says, "Well, Seamus, we'll open up all the envelopes and put a little bit more in each." He said, "Patrick, they'll all blow up." He says, "Another one. They're not addressed to us."
Y 98 FM. Good morning. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. We got some consternation out on the highways this morning. Brad Hildebrandt's got an update on traffic. Brad?
Thanks, guy. Just want to pass this along real quickly. Three areas with some problems. First off, east and westbound 70. Berkeley police are working accidents both east and westbound 70 right in Hanley. Westbound 70 is stacked up from right around Lucas and Hunt all the way out through Hanley. If you're heading to the airport, you're going to run into some problems, or you might want to get an earlier start. And eastbound 70, if you're heading downtown, you might want to consider taking south on 170, then going east on 40 due to a pretty bad accident. About 6 or 7 cars involved eastbound 70 right there at Hanley. Also extremely heavy traffic on eastbound 40, about a travel time of 21 to 23 minutes between Lindbergh and Big Bend. And also state police up in North County still trying to clear that tractor trailer blocking the center lane of westbound 270 up at Elizabeth. Traffic jammed almost all the way back to 367.
Welcome to a Friday morning.
Yeah, it's no fun. I'm Brad Hildebrand, 198 FM Traffic.
All right, Bradley, thank you. And Bob's weather, Mike says, looks like it's going to be a pretty good weekend.
Yeah. Sunny skies today. We got a couple of clouds here in Clayton right now, but the sun will shine through. Mild temperatures. A high of 83 at 70 degrees at 20 past 8.
Friday,
morning, this is Rebecca from St.
Okay, what's your joke?
Okay. There was a 98-year-old woman in court for murdering her 99-year-old husband. And the judge said, "Why have you murdered your husband?" She said, "Well, I threw him out the window." He said, "Well, why did you throw him out the window?" And she said, "Well, I came home from shopping, and he was in bed with an 18-year-old woman." And he said, "For doing that, you killed him?" She said, "No." She said, "I figured if he could do that, he could fly."
I have this major pizza craving today, so I called Harris at the office, and he said, "Hurry up. I'm in a big, important meeting." I said, "I'm calling ahead to Pizza Hut, so on your way home, pick up a pizza to go for dinner." He said, "Okay, goodbye." I said, "Wait, Harris." He said, "Hurry up. I'm in a big, important meeting." I said, "Should I order a regular pan pizza or a pan pizza supreme with lots of toppings or a pan pizza super supreme with lots and lots of toppings?" He said, "Terrific. Goodbye." I said, "Wait, Harris." He said, "Hurry up. I'm in a big, important meeting." I said, "Which pizza do you want?" He said, "I don't care as long as it's pizza." Pizza Hut. I said, I know, Harris, but do you want our regular pan pizza or pan pizza supreme with lots of toppings or pan pizza super supreme with lots and lots of toppings? He said, I want to hang up. I said, wait, Harris. He said, hurry up. I'm in a big, important meeting. I said, okay, I'll order a pan pizza with lots of mushrooms and onions and extra cheese and pepperoni and Italian sausage. He said, I love it. Goodbye. I said, wait, Harris. He said, hurry up. I said, when should I call Pizza Hut to have it ready? He said, now. I said, I thought you were in a big, important meeting. He said, not anymore.
Today, you've got two choices at Rothman Furniture. Two exciting ways to save.
Today, buy with no money down and get free financing for 24 months. You actually have 2 years to pay for your furniture without any finance charge.
So, say you buy a living room and bedroom, and your total purchase is $995.
Yeah?
With that two-year free financing, you save $300 in interest charges.
Amazing, isn't it?
I'll say. And don't forget, there's the other spectacular choice, too.
Right. Take 50% off the unbeatable Rothman price on everything. Nothing's held back.
It's all name-brand furniture from America's finest manufacturers.
For this sale, please, no holds, no layaways, no phone orders, prior sales excluded.
Buy with no money down and get free financing for 24 months. That's 2 years.
Or take 50% off the Rothman price on everything store-wide.
Only at Rothman and nowhere else.
For a limited time only,
two ways to save big.
Today at Rothman Furniture, all stores.
Y98FM.
Y98FM, 8:26 in the morning. Phillips Wall on a Friday. It's a joke off. If you're caught in traffic, enjoy. Sit back. Put your seat all the way back so you can't reach the accelerator.
And we'll bring you the continuing story of Harry and the Blues.
Once upon a time,
there was a guy who had hardly any hair, but a lot of money.
Good morning. I'm Heather Frampton with this Y98 FM News Update. Michael Shanahan, who's heading the group of St. Louis investors who want to buy the Blues Hockey Club, is in California today to present a new offer to owner Harry Ornest. If Ornest accepts the deal, a purchase agreement could be reached today. A statement released by the State Department today says there could be as many as 380 people aboard the hijacked Pan Am jet in Pakistan. Some are Americans, but no one is saying how many. Those hijackers have said they would start shooting some passengers if they are not flown to Cyprus by an Arabic-speaking crew. The National Federation of the Blind will hold a demonstration today at noon outside Continental Trailways bus station to protest their refusal, the bus station's refusal, yesterday to sell bus tickets to a blind couple. And residents of Chesterfield will get to vote on whether they want to incorporate on November 4th. The county council yesterday decided to put the incorporation question before voters. Details on these and other stories will come up within the hour. In Y98 FM Sports, the Cardinals were off yesterday, but tonight in Houston, Tim Conroy will pitch against Jim Deshays in the first game of three against the Astros. And the football Cardinals open up their 1986 season this Sunday against the Los Angeles Rams at Busch Stadium. Game time is noon. Y98 FM News time is 8:28. We'll check traffic with Brad Hildebrand and weather with Bob Richards next.
Just when you thought it was safe to sleep at night, it starts again. John Cheeseconda's incredible Midnight Madness sale is backed by popular demand for one last final week. And if you snooze, you're gonna lose, because now through Saturday only, John Cheesec St. Charles Honda is staying open till midnight to bring you fantastic deals on 117 new Hondas, including over 30 Accords and a good supply of sporty Preludes. Take your choice of a 1986 Civic hatchback with factory air for as low as $129 a month, no money down. Get the popular Honda Accord as low as $169 a month, no money down. Or the sporty Honda Prelude for as low as $239 a month, no money down. Prices based on a 60-month closed-end lease. Plus, buy any Honda Civic in stock and get a free AM-FM car stereo. Don't sleep on it. Make your move tonight to John Cheesec Honda's Midnight Madness Sale. Open till midnight now through Saturday only in St. Charles on Highway 70 at the Cave Springs exit. You'd be mad to miss it.
Y98 FM News time is 8:29. Problems everywhere. Let's see. There's 70, there's 40, there's 55. It adds up to...
Adds up to lots of problems. Yeah. People late for work. A number of serious problems already in late rush hour this morning. First off, let's do the Cool Valley, Berkeley area. They've cleared the multi-car accident on eastbound 70 at North Hanley, but still some heavy traffic from 170 through North Hanley. Still working with one. Should be cleared momentarily if it hasn't been already. On westbound 70 between Florissant Road and North Hanley, traffic jammed up back through Lucas and Hunt. Stalled tractor trailer has been cleared from the center lane of westbound 270 in Elizabeth, but traffic's still jammed back through New Halls Ferry. Lots of stop and go. And Dunn Road on the north side there really stacked up. A lot of people took that as an alternate. City police working with an accident northbound 55 north of Arsenal near the Pestalozzi overpass. Slow traffic back through Potomac. Also, we have a very slow flow of traffic, extremely heavy, bumper to bumper with lots of stop and go from west of Spady all the way through Big Bend. You're going to spend at least 23 to 25 minutes in traffic between Ballas and 170. I'm Brad Hildebrand, Y98 FM traffic.
And with Y98 FM weather, good morning, Bob Richards.
Top of the morning to you, Heather. It's going to be a mostly sunny day today. Yes, a few little high fair weather clouds, but no rain in the forecast. High temperatures into the low 80s today. It'll be generally clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop into the upper 50s. A cool down for the weekend. Partly cloudy weather Saturday and Sunday. More clouds on Saturday, more sunshine on Sunday. High temperatures over the weekend will dip into the mid-70s. Overnight lows dropping into the low to mid-50s. Right now, partly sunny and 69 degrees in the Y98 FM Weather Center. I'm Bob Richards.
Now, Bob, don't you go away. We need your undivided attention. Heather says she has a joke.
Oh, no.
Heather, you always have my undivided attention.
Okay, well, I should. I mean, the story involves you, Bob.
Yeah.
A little old lady goes into a bar with a hatchet, and she yells, "Repent! Liquor is evil and ruins your soul! Everybody who wants to go to heaven, put down your drinks and stand on this side of the room!" Well, everybody moves over to that one side of the room, except for Bob Richards. He's sitting at the bar drinking his
In between
Shirley
the 6
Temples.
And the,
yeah.
And the 10. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the lady says, "Hey, you, Mr. Jetstream, don't you want to go to heaven when you die?" And Bob, who's pretty drunk at this point, says, "Oh, when I die, I thought you were taking a load up right now." Hey, who is it, Billy Joel?
Let me pull out the accordion, okay?
We all through?
Did you get it out, Bob?
No, I didn't get it. It's in the closet. But I think
the rest of his wardrobe.
How about a moment of silence for that
the
joke?
The rest of his life.
No, stop that. That was a good joke, Heather. It was a good effort.
There was your moment. Goodbye.
It was great.
So it's some hit music, yeah.
With Phillips and Wall, the Friday morning joke up, trying to continue.
Don't go changing.
Trying to Why, 98 FM. Probably my all-time favorite song there.
Yeah, babe.
Just the way you are. Yeah, babe.
Thank you.
There we go. 8:36 right now. Phillips and Wall with you. Looking
Party.
Forward to a great St. Louis weekend.
Yes.
Sunny skies, mild temperatures, a high of 83. Right now, 71 degrees.
Good prizes on the Friday morning joke-off. Not only will you get one of those fascination trophies that said, "You are the winner of this Friday morning joke-off," with our mugs on it. But you also get $50 spending cash and 4 tickets to the Cabaret Alamo for the SRO show. Should be some fun. We'll get back to the Friday morning joke-off after we tell you about what's going on at the Victorian House out at 270 and Page. That's right there at Westport Plaza. If you haven't been in there, I'm surprised at you. You think, oh, I see. Yeah, you're the kind of person that knows they have top-of-the-line clothes, yeah. Oh, you think that they charge more because they're at Westport Plaza and because they have topical. Oh, I see. No wonder you're so stupid. They don't No, come on.
Don't do that. Don't
I'm
do
sorry.
That.
Hey, it'd be a normal mistake. You drive, you know, you walk by the stores there in Westport Plaza, and you see the stuff in the windows, and you see the names on some of the stuff on sale, and you go, "I'm passing this place by. That stuff always costs a fortune." Like Woolrich. So you got that Woolrich stuff.
Sale
and
there.
They've got Woolrich on sale right now at Westport Plaza at the Victorian House. They're knocked 25% off on some of those jackets. And right now is a great time to buy, whether you're going to buy one of those men's or women's mountain parkas and jackets. They're all great warm
climb
for the winter.
Climb every mountain.
That's right.
It's a preseason coats and suit sale. Great prices. Trust us. You'll find yourself going back time and time again. Sweaters, wool, flannel shirts, slacks, whatever you want. Going on right now through the weekend at the Victorian House at
through
Westport.
Through next weekend.
Through next weekend
right.
is what I meant. It's the
sure.
14th of September. I know what I'm talking about.
I knew you did.
I shop there all the time. I don't care when the sale ends and goes on. Okay? Leave
go today. Go today. It's over. Go.
Pretty kitty cat food, tangerines, buttock sliced turkey. This is empty, sir.
What?
The buttock meat packages, turkey, corned beef, ham, they're all empty.
Yeah, well, I got a little hungry while I was shopping.
Three packages?
Well, I guess I was pretty hungry.
You ate the sandwich rolls, too.
Yeah, that buttock meat's a terrific sandwich. A slice so thin it stacks up thick. I put one back at Frozen Foods.
Nice place for lunch. Instant coffee, pickle juice.
Yeah, they went great with the buttock sliced pastrami.
Uh-huh.
Mmm, that buttock's so lean and that wood-smoked uh-huh. flavor. I can't resist. Sometimes I'm worse than my kids. They can't get enough of it.
I'm surprised they get any of it.
Yeah, what?
Nothing, sir. Shall I bag these groceries, or would you prefer to eat them here?
Oh, well, I... Buddy, it always tastes like someone cares.
You'll find delicious thin-sliced Buttig meats in the packaged lunch meat case of your favorite grocer. Whether you choose ham, corned beef, turkey, or pastrami, you'll find that Buttig always tastes like someone cares.
Y98 FM, 70 degrees at 8:39, Friday morning joke off. Good morning.
Well, hello. Got a question for you.
All right.
What stretches for the skin or rubber?
I-